It was 20 years ago today. Between the years 2003 and 2016, we ran an experiment in an area of Glendale, California, known as Ground Zero, a place where Armenian organizations had ignored and forgotten, a place where education, identity, and prayer came together. These are the untold stories from the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center. Today's episode, Helix. Armenians were the first nation to accept Christianity. It is a historical fact which may not always translate into expressions by the people. In 301 AD, St. Gregory the Illuminator converted the king of Armenia to Christianity, who then in turn proclaimed Christianity as the official state religion of the Armenian nation. Armenians are well aware of the first place acknowledgement that history has granted them and will accept the recognition. "We were the first Christian nation" is often expressed as a badge of honor. As to how that Christian identity is expressed, well, that's up for grabs. Armenian Christianity is cumbersome because it is tied to religion, culture, and national identity. For instance, the Armenian alphabet was invented for the sole purpose of translating the Holy Scriptures into Armenian. So the logic follows that because of the church's need, the nation received an alphabet that developed its literature and culture. Hence, the development of Armenian consciousness was directly connected to the church. On the practical side, there are many examples of this interconnected relationship between church and state. When Armenian land was occupied, the church functioned as the representative of the people. The heads of the church have been revered as the head of state in the absence of government. In many ways, the intertwining of church and state for the Armenian people twists and turns through history and in defining identity in more a complicated manner than the DNA double helix molecule. Unraveling it leaves you with the components that you may try to retwist to your liking, but it never yields the complete gene sequence. The United States Constitution, in its Bill of Rights, specifically forbids an event such as the conversion of Armenia here in America. In fact, it clearly states that there cannot be a state religion or forbidding one religion officially over others. That first year at the Youth Ministry Center, it was difficult to explain this nuance to parents and grandparents of the students. Conflict between church and state is a bigger problem than might be imagined within the Armenian community, especially across generational and educational lines. When we opened the Youth Ministry Center, parents saw the importance of having their kids vaccinated against the materialism that was so prevalent around us. And they saw the priest, namely me, as the official Christian, in that it was his, my responsibility, to buck the system. I remember a group of parents questioning me about prayer in school, and they were shocked when I told them that I was against it. What? Why would a priest be against prayer? Well, it's not against prayer. It's about prayer in school. I had to explain that if I, an Armenian priest, pray, then tomorrow the rabbi will be invited. The next day, the imam would offer a prayer. And everyone else who has a religious title and a following. Sure, there are many things we can agree on, but I'm not that confident that I could agree on all of it across the board. The Youth Ministry Center was a place where prayer could be offered. Many of the kids would come after school and on Sundays for prayers. I was pleased that they were coming not because of coercion, but of their own free will. And it was beginning to change the mindset. Let's continue tomorrow where we left off today, as we continue with more untold stories and miracles from 20 years ago today. I invite you to join us. And if you missed earlier episodes, you can binge on them on your favorite podcatcher or at epostle.net under the Armodoxy for Today tab. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.